Chapter 5. So when the surrounding nations heard that the altar had been rebuilt and the holy place had been consecrated as it was before, they were exceedingly angered. So they took counsel to remove any from the race of Jacob who were among them. And they began to put to death the people and to persecute them. Then Judah made war on the sons of Esau at Akrabat in Edom, because they were blockading Israel. And he defeated them heavily, and humbled and despoiled them. He also remembered the malice of the sons of Zibeon, who had become a trap and a stumbling block to the people by ambushing them along the roads. And he shut them up in their towers and encamped against them. He swore their annihilation and burned down the towers together with everything within them. Then he crossed over to the sons of Ammon, and he found a strong band and a large body of people with Timotheus as their commander. And he fought many wars with them, and they were crushed before his face, and he struck them down. And after seizing Yazer and its suburbs, he returned to the land of Judah. Then the nations in Gilead gathered together to attack and destroy the sons of Israel who were within their borders. Then they fled to the stronghold of Dothama. And they sent a letter to Judah and his brothers, saying,
"The nations surrounding us have combined against us to destroy us, and they are preparing to come and occupy this stronghold to which we have fled.
And Timotheus is commanding their force.
Therefore, come at once to rescue us from their hands, for many of us have fallen, and all of our brothers who were among the Tabeans have been killed, and the nations have carried away their women and children and their goods, and they have slain about 1,000 men there."
While they were reading this letter, suddenly other messengers in torn clothes arrived from Galilee, bringing a similar message, which said,
"The inhabitants of Ptolemais and Tyre and Sidon and all the foreigners of Galilee have mustered to utterly destroy us."
Now when Judah and the people heard these accounts, a great assembly convened to take counsel on what they should do for their brothers, who were suffering tribulation and were having war waged against them. And Judah said to his brother Simon,
"Choose men for yourself, and go rescue your kinsmen in Galilee. I and my brother Jonathan will go to Gilead."
And in the land of Judah, he left behind Joseph, son of Zechariah, along with Azariah, commander of the people, and with the rest of the force to guard it. Then he commanded them,
"Take charge of these people, but do not fight against the nations until we return."
And 3,000 men were allotted to Simon to go into Galilee, but 8,000 men to Judah to go into Gilead. And Simon went into Galilee and fought many wars against the nations, and they were crushed before him. And he drove them away to the very gate of Ptolemais. And about 3,000 men of the foreign nations fell, and he gathered their spoils. Then he took with him the Judeans who were in Galilee and in Narbata, together with their women and their children and everything they had, and brought them to the land of Judah with great rejoicing. And Judah the Maccabee and his brother Jonathan crossed the Jordan and marched for 3 days through the desert. And there, they met some Nabataeans who received them peacefully and described to them everything which had happened to the Judean brothers in Gilead.
And many of them have been imprisoned in Bozrah and Bezer near Elmah, Kisvin, Makeda, and Karnaim.
All of these cities are strong and great.
And the rest have been imprisoned in other cities of Gilead. Tomorrow their enemies plan to attack the strongholds and to seize and destroy all these people in one day.
Then Judah and his camp suddenly turned back to march across the desert to Bozrah. And they captured the city. And he killed every male by the edge of the longsword and took all their possessions and burned it with fire. Then he led his army from that place by night, and they marched toward the stronghold of Dothamah. And when morning came, they looked ahead, and behold, there was a great multitude of people which could not be numbered, with ladders and machines for capturing the stronghold, and which was beginning to attack those who were within. And Judah perceived that the war had begun, and that the cry of the city was resounding into the heaven with trumpet blasts and loud shouting. So he said to the men of his force,
"Fight for our brothers today!"
And he came up behind them with three columns. And they sounded their trumpets and shouted in prayer. And when Timotheus' camp realized that it was Maccabee, they fell back before him. And he inflicted a heavy blow upon them. And about 8,000 of their men fell that day. Then he turned toward Elmah and made war on it and captured it. And he killed every male in it and plundered it and burned it with fire. From there, he moved on and took Kisvin, Makeda, Bezer, and the other cities of the Gileadites. But after these events, Timotheus gathered together another camp and encamped opposite Rephaim, on the other side of the Wadi. And Judah sent men to spy on the camp, and they brought a message to him.
"All the nations around us have rallied to him, making a very large force, and they have hired Arabians to help them, and have encamped beyond the Wadi, ready to come out to give you a battle."
So Judah went forward to meet them. And as Judah and his camp were approaching the running wadi, Timotheus said to the chiefs of his force,
"If he crosses over to us first, we shall not be able to resist him. He will certainly defeat us. But if he is afraid and camps on the other side of the river, we will cross over to him and defeat him."
But when Judah reached the running wadi, He stationed the scribes of the people beside the wadi and instructed them, saying,
"Do not allow any man to pitch a tent. All must go into battle."
So he was the first to cross over against them. And all the people were behind him. And the foreign nations quaked before his face. And they threw away their weapons and fled to the sacred precinct at Carnaim. And the Judeans captured that city and burnt the sacred precinct together with everyone who was in it. So Carnaim was subdued, and they could no longer stand before Judah's face. Then he gathered together all the Israelites, great and small, who were in Gilead, with their women and their children and their goods, a great camp of people, to go into the land of Judah. And when they reached Ephron, a large and strongly fortified city along the road, they found it impossible to encircle it on either the right side or the left. Instead, they would have to march right through it. And the men in the city shut them out and blocked up the gates with stones. Then Judah sent them this peaceful account.
"Let us pass through your territory in order to reach our own. No one will harm you. We will only march through."
And they would not open to him. So Judah ordered a proclamation to be made in the camp that everyone was to encamp where he was. So the men of the forces encamped. And he made war against the city all that day and night. And it was delivered into his hands. And he destroyed every male by the edge of the longsword, and rooted out and plundered the city, and passed through the city over the slain. Then they crossed the Jordan to the great plain in front of Beth Shan. And Judah kept rallying the stragglers and encouraging the people the whole way until he reached the land of Judah. And they ascended Mount Zion in joy and gladness and offered holocausts, because not one of them had fallen before they had returned in safety. And during the time that Judah and Jonathan were in the land of Gilead, and Simon his brother was in Galilee in front of Ptolemais, Joseph son of Zechariah and Azariah, the chiefs of the forces, heard about their manly deeds and the war which they had fought. So they said,
"Let us also make a name for ourselves by going out and fighting against the neighboring nations."
So they transmitted a message to the men of the force which was with them and marched toward Yabna. And Gorgias and his men came out of the city to meet them in a war. Then Joseph and Azariah were routed and were driven away to the borders of Judah. And about 2,000 of the people of Israel fell that day. And this was how the people suffered a grave reversal, because they had not obeyed Judah and his brothers, thinking, that they would do manly deeds. But they did not belong to the family of those men through whose hand salvation was given to Israel. And the valiant Judah and his brothers were greatly renowned in all Israel and among all the nations, wherever their name was heard. And men gathered about them, praising them. Then Judah and his brothers went out and made war on the sons of Esau in the country toward the south. And he struck Hebron and its villages. And he destroyed its strongholds and burned the towers around it. Then he set out for the land of foreigners and passed through Mareshah. At that time, some priests fell in a battle who, in their desire to do manly deeds, had, without counsel, gone out to engage in a war on their own. Judah then turned toward Ashdod in the land of foreigners. And he tore down their altars and burned the graven images of their gods with fire. And after plundering their cities, he returned to the land of Judah.